The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, sticking with the Oireachtas Committee hearings, they've certainly been full of drama, suspense, confusion, and some might say even delusion. Comedy writer Aidan Fitzmaurice, who contributes to Callan's Kicks and BBC's The News Quiz, has been inspired by the hearings to write this ode to how to get a meeting just right.
Meetings can be a most efficient way to waste people's time. In the wrong hands, they are nothing but schedule padding, calendar filler, an excuse to show colleagues your shiny new spreadsheet. So how can you make sure your meeting is meeting the required standards? Well, first of all, be prepared, because the last thing you want is to not know something you probably should know in front of your peers.
I don't even know what that means.
You also need to understand your audience, understand what they want from the meeting, understand what they need from the meeting.
I got it.
It also helps if you can understand the words they are saying in the meeting. An often overlooked element is ensuring you have all the right people in the right room at the right time. Getting this wrong is how what might have been one short meeting morphs into several very long ones. And we know that language is all important. You'll want to keep everyone on your side. So be a straight talker. Maybe avoid flowery metaphors. Avoid grandiose statements that are difficult to measure. Probably best not to keep repeating yourself.
Blah, blah, blah.
And finally, this is just a personal one. Avoid listing off numbers in a manner that makes you sound like an ad for a phone sex hotline. If things get heated, which they might, try and keep your cool. Remind everyone that deep down you're a cuddly little bunny who would never do any harm. If you don't adhere to the above points, you risk ending up in a never-ending series of meetings, a Kafkaesque nightmare of people saying, "This is more a comment than a question."
You're killing me!
Like Sisyphus pushing his boulder, but the boulder is made from piles of minutes nobody will ever read. So what to do if you end up in this death loop, this spiral of scheduled conversations that could have been a phone call, that could have been an email, that could have been a thumbs up emoji on WhatsApp? Well, then it's time to ramp up the drama, introduce some wacky new characters, maybe come up with some catchphrases, and stick it all behind a paywall. Because who knows, your meetings might have more entertainment value than you think.